Welcome everybody to the Public Speakers Association, our virtual summit. We are so excited to get this kicked off today. I am Tanya Hoffman. I'm the CEO and founder of the Public Speakers Association. I have started the association to give you the opportunity to meet so many amazing people throughout this world. We started back in January of 2013, yes, this year, and it's been a whirlwind. We're now across the United States. We've opened up Canada, and England's about to come on board. So if you have any questions about the Public Speakers Association, please visit our website, publicspeakersassociation.com, all spelled out. So today what I wanted to do is talk to you a little bit about turning strangers into VIP clients. Now, it's interesting because you have to understand where I come from and how far I've come. You know, most of us really have a hard time with public speaking. I know I did. A lot of us have a lot of hard time networking. I know because I did. I started out in 2005. My husband and I had closed down our retail stores in Houston. He had gone into the world of programming and computers and websites and all that kind of fun stuff. And I was a wholesale sales rep, and I was looking around at all of these small retail stores struggling. And I thought, well, what if I created a something for them so that they could get an exposure to more people, to new clients? So I started doing what I was used to doing, because I have been a wholesale sales rep, so that meant cold calling. So I just started in and started going to shops and, hey, do you want us to help you with your marketing? And, you know, one little store after another. And then one day I walked into one and they said, you know, you really should go to the Chamber of Commerce. And I was like, ooh, what's that? Yes, I know. I have never heard in 2005, by that time, I had never heard of a Chamber of Commerce. And I went. Now, I'm an incredible introvert. And to walk into a chamber event where there's 50 people all milling about, talking, laughing, boy, did I feel out of sorts. But I knew I needed to talk to people to see if they needed marketing help. So in order to do that, what did I do? Well, I stood in a corner like a lot of people. You know, I was terrified. Well, one nice person came over and started talking to me, and they're like, oh, you need to go to a networking group. I'm like, ooh, what's that? And so I went to my first networking group. Now, nobody told me that networking groups are different than Chamber of Commerce, right? I didn't know that when you walked in, you would have to stand up in front of everybody and say who you are and what you do, your elevator pitch, right? Your 30 seconds of fame. Oh, my gosh, that first time I about rolled over and walked out. But it intrigued me because I walked in and people were nice, and I started to watch how they were interacting with each other. And so I was like, this is pretty cool because this is cold calling in reverse. People are coming to me to talk to me about my business versus me going out hunting for people, right? So I thought, okay, well, I need to stick around. And so when they said I had to stand up and give my 30-second elevator pitch, I could not remember my name. It was so bad. Literally, this is what I said. Hi, I don't remember who I am, and I don't know what I do, but come and buy something from me. I mean, it was so bad. So how many of you have done that before? How many of you are avoiding networking groups because you're going to have to speak in front of people? So every time I went, it was kind of like a little punishment, right? I'm going to force myself to go do this. But then I started realizing, so the people are coming in, and now we get to go do this thing called a one-on-one. So coffee, lunch, talking about our business, talking about who we are, getting to know each other, figuring out how could we help each other, I love this idea. And whenever I do something, I have a tendency to overdo it. I kind of jump in with all 14 feet. And I joined 54 different networking groups, chambers, and associations. That's right. I said 54. Now, this was about May, June, somewhere right around there of 2005. By the end of the year, I was pretty burned out. And I pulled myself aside and I said, okay, Tanya, what are you doing? And I started, and I wrote down groups because I realized that, A, how many was I actually going to? That's how I came up with the 54. And then, which ones did I even like going to? Which ones was I getting some real value out of it? And so I pared them down. And then in January of 2006, I launched my very own group called Your Local City. Now, again, it's not as if you meet a stranger and they immediately go, oh my gosh, I have got to buy what you have to offer. Now, we all expect this to happen, but it's not a reality. So I started, I'm a very quick study of people. And so I started watching those who were considered the networking queens and kings of Austin, Texas. And I realized, there were some common things that they would do. One, they would smile a lot. How many of you walk up to people with a smile on and keep it on? If you're presenting in front of a group, how many people are smiling? Right now, are you smiling? Right? If you're doing a radio show, you know, you're a guest or a host even, or maybe you're doing a webinar like this, I'm smiling right now because I know how important and how your tone changes when you're smiling. Now, we often put our teaching hats on, which is great. We all have something to share, but most people don't, most adults don't want to be taught, even children, right? But we do love stories, and we do love people who smile and make things fun. Are you making your selling fun? When you walk up to somebody, is it fun? Because people will know, and they will feel it. So when you really look at the reality of this world of sales, because if you have a product or a service, you are the salesperson. And most of you are micropreneurs, right? You don't have any employees, no contract labor. You are the person who has to sell. Now, even for when I do sales trainings, you know, and all with people, it's the hardest thing for them to get through is that they're a salesperson. But salespeople are fantastic because it's just offering other people an opportunity to buy something that will change their lives in a good way. Because I know none of you out there are doing it because you want to hurt somebody. So you want people to know about who you are. Now, being an introvert, this was a big issue. I mean, a really big issue, because if I couldn't walk up to strangers, I was going to not make very many sales. So I had to figure out a way to adjust what I was saying in my head when I would walk up to people. So what I started doing is I hated that feeling of rushing. I don't know if you have that feeling. You go into an appointment and you've got to be there at 9 o'clock and you know it's going to take you 15 minutes. So you leave at 15 minutes so that you can get there right at 9 and you're running. Oh my goodness, you hit a little bit of traffic. Oh, you're going to be a couple minutes late. Oh, the parking, there's no parking spot. So, okay, finally you get one. Then you rush in. Oh, you see the person, they're sitting there. Oh, they're already here. Oh, but you still haven't gotten anything to drink and eat yet. And so you're having to look at a menu or you're running up to get your drink at the counter. And by the time you sit down, You're exhausted. You're not even paying attention because you're still going, oh my gosh, I can't believe that I'm late and this and that and this person's already here. Because you have to remember that the person in control is the person who's calm. Okay? So when you walk in someplace, you want to be calm. So I had to figure this out, right? My husband and I things out, you know? And that's why we've been in business for ourselves for so long. So I started looking at how could I adjust what I'm doing so that I have more of an impact on every person that came in and on myself. So I don't like being rushed. So I thought, okay, if it takes me 15 minutes, I'm going to give myself 45 minutes. So there's a 30-minute cushion. And do you know when I started giving myself cushions, miracles started to happen? So it must be a law out there or something, you know, that has to do with equalization of time. So the more I gave myself time, the calmer I was, the happier I was, right? So when I would walk into a coffee shop, I walked in with a stroll, right? I didn't worry about the traffic because I knew I had 45 minutes to get there, not just 15. I also knew that if I didn't find this parking spot in the first time, it was okay. I had time. I was okay when I walked in. And, you know, what was interesting, too, is when you set yourself off from everybody else, little miracles happen. Like you find the perfect place to sit because not everyone's there yet. Everyone rushes in at 9, not at 8:15. Or if you're getting there at 8:30 even. So when I started to calm myself down, I started realizing that I had time in between everything. So I started looking at, okay, what can I do with this time? Now, a lot of times I'll just go and I'll check email on my tablet or, you know, the phone or whatever. But I had to give my excuse away. And that excuse was not talking to strangers. So if I had 30 minutes extra every time I went to go someplace, that means I got to talk to people. Now, it's never a, hi, do you want to buy my thingamajigger? No, no. It was, hi, how are you? What do you think about the weather? Lovely purse. Love that necklace, right? Just whatever it is that can help you start a conversation. So once you started the conversation, now you can actually have lots of different things happen. You can create opportunities. Now, I had to get through a lot of my fears, so I wrote them all down. And I wish I had kept that sheet of paper because there was a lot on there. And I wrote them down no matter how ridiculous they were. And I thought, okay, if I'm afraid of talking to strangers, what would be the thing, the little pinpoint that would hurt so much that I was going to have to do something about it? And one of the things that I cannot stand for myself, and you have to think about that personal issue you have with yourself, mine was, I cannot be selfish. That, the word selfish in my head and my heart hurts. So I started using it against me to motivate me. So when I went into the coffee shop, I was like, okay, there's all these people standing here in line. How dare I be selfish and not say something to somebody? Look at all these people that I don't know. I could literally change their life today. And how dare I be selfish by not saying something to them, giving them that opportunity. So when I started looking into it I started really using that against myself. It became very brilliant. It really was. And a lot of times I use it, you know, because I'm still an introvert. I don't care if I'm in front of 1,000 people and you see me talking to everybody. I have to make that little sound in my head. Don't be selfish, Tanya. Go up and say hi, right? Plus, people think that you're a little, you know, stuck up, or, you know, that you're not very friendly if you don't say hi. That's another thing I don't like doing. I don't want anyone to think I'm stuck up or that I'm not friendly. So I say hi. Now, again, I don't assume they're going to want to buy something from me. And actually, I don't even say anything about my business unless they ask. Now, here is a statement that you can say, especially like at coffee shops and places like that. And it's not, you can't ask them if they live around there. There's too many personal questions, right? But you want to get some information from them. And especially if your clientele is you looking if they're employees or if they're entrepreneurs, you know, what are they? This is a brilliant question. You ready? Got it? Got your pencil ready? Okay. It's, do you work around here? All right. Now, this isn't the first question I asked them, right? We just talked about the weather. We just talked about something. I said, you look like you're dressed for, you must be working around here. You know, something along working around that area. And it opens up a floodgate of information, because now you can literally know, are they a W-2, you know, are they an employee, or are they self-employed, or are they retired, you know, what kind of industry are they in, what status. A lot of times they'll even tell you, you know, are they're the, you know, CFO, or that they're the marketing manager or a sales rep, right? And then you've got to look around. Where do your people hang out? And that's where you need to hang out too. So mine is in the coffee shop. I need to be in a coffee shop because that's where people that are sales reps, people that are self-employed, people that are retired and are bored of being retired, want to do something fun. You know, these are my clients. So, of course, this is where I want to be all the time. I also want to choose some place that is incredibly busy. And I know there's those of you out there that refuse to go someplace loud and busy. I can't hear. It's so noisy. Everyone's so close together. Oh, I don't like their food. I don't like their drinks. It's too expensive. All right? Stop it. You're hurting yourself. You want to be where there's a lot of people. How else are you going to make a sale? And yes, you do make sales by talking to strangers. I have done it over and over again, just by starting up a conversation and seeing where it goes. And a lot of times it's also about giving you that opportunity to help somebody, right? So when I meet people, I try to figure out, how can I help them? Is there somebody I can connect them to? Is there, you know, do they need to know about my organizations? Do they need to know about the Public Speakers Association or one of the other fabulous, you know, organizations that I know about? How can I help them? When you help people, they want to know who you are. So really help people. Go. That's your mission, is to help somebody. And then, eventually, they will ask you, well, what do you do? How do you know all of this, right? How do you know all these people? And that's when you can give them just enough to get them curious. Just enough. You want to position yourself where you're speaking loudly about you, and you want those chairs and tables to be as close in as possible. Don't speak into the wall. Speak away from the wall. You want people to hear you. Want them to eavesdrop. Because now you're not just talking to one person. You're talking to multiple people at the same time. I've gotten so many taps on the back saying, hey, I didn't mean to eavesdrop, but I was curious. Or I would like to know more. I would like to buy something from you, right? So make sure that you project, that you're confident, that you're not rushing, that you have things under control. I hope that helps you. Obviously, there's a lot more to it. But if you just take those steps and hang around really positive, smiling people, people that are moving forward. Now, if you don't want to move forward and you just want to stay the way you are, then that's great. Stay, get really connected to people that are pillars in the community, that have been there for a long time. Become friends with them. It's all about relationship building. Now, I want to offer you an opportunity where you could win $1,000, yes, as I said it, $1,000 coaching session with me. It's simple to do. You go to the website, publicspeakersassociation.com, and over in the left-hand corner is my cute little picture, and it says to enter. You just need to enter in and put yourself in the newsletter. More importantly, put yourself in a particular chapter so that you're getting updates for the next local chapter meeting. If you're interested in starting your own chapter, please get in touch with me. All right, all my information is on there. It's easy to get to. If you'd like to book me to speak at your next event, I love helping people promote their events. And obviously, I know a few fabulous speakers and vendors and sponsors that might be interested in what you're doing too. So please give me a call. My personal website is Tonya, T-O-N-Y-A, Hoffman. And yes, my husband's family doesn't know how to spell their last name right. So make sure you get it right, H-O-F, like Frank, M-A-N-N, so Nancy, .com, TonyaHoffman.com, one F, two N's. I really appreciate y'all being here today. Make sure you stick around. We're going to have so much fun all day long and tomorrow. There's going to be so many people that will blow your mind, so much incredible tips and information that you can immediately start using. And every single participant is giving an incredible value offer at the end. All bonuses, free, complimentary, whatever you want to say. So enjoy. If you're interested, be a part of our next February virtual summit. It's very easy to do. Just join and you'll be in. Thank you so much. And enjoy the rest of your day.